The Big Show.
PT.
The Big Show.
3BA.
FM 102.3.
Freedom Friday for the double vaxxed, and time to get into the Big Show Entertainment Report with Jaden Forster. Good morning to you, Jaden.
Good morning, PT.
Did you feel the weight lift off your shoulders at midnight?
Slightly, but to be completely honest, not a lot really changes, I don't think, for most of us, aside from those businesses that have now been given the remarkable and marvellous opportunity to finally get back to full capacity and operating with some sort of sense of normality for the first time in about 2 years. But yeah, it'll be, I think, interesting times to see just how everything plays out in the months to come, I think.
And I'm pretty sure, Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane, you'll be looking forward to cutting a rug on the dance floor at your local discotheque tonight.
Oh, geez, it's been a long time since I've been there, but perhaps we'll wait and see what the day brings.
On a serious note, Jaden, another lawsuit filed over the Alec Baldwin shooting.
Yes, suffice to say, I think that it's going to get very, very ugly when this all goes to court, if it does in fact get to that point, of course, in a civil sense. But yes, the script supervisor, the person who actually called 911 after the shooting took place on the set, now going on 4 weeks ago today, has filed a civil lawsuit suing Alec Baldwin and the other producers of the film. Without really going into all the nitty-gritty detail of the lawsuit, she's very much putting the blame firmly and all on Alec Baldwin himself, claiming that he played Russian roulette with safety protocols on the set and claiming that the events that led up to him actually firing that weapon wasn't negligence on his part, but they say that it was just reckless behaviour, essentially, citing various and multiple apparent examples of where safety protocols were allegedly ignored. So she's now suing for damages for physical and emotional injuries that she claims to have suffered as a result of that shooting, which, as I said earlier, is now the subject of this civil lawsuit and another one that we spoke about a week or so ago, with also criminal charges still very much on the table as well.
Watch this space on that one. Not that we're seeing it here in Australia, but Ellen DeGeneres is in her final season over there and has sat down with her next-door neighbour, Meghan Markle, for a chat.
Well, yeah, they're not actually next-door neighbours. She lives next to Oprah, so another talk show host, but they're both talk show hosts. But, yeah, Meghan is doing this cutesy sort of interview with Ellen that's playing out in the States this morning. It's all a bit of a puff piece, really, that's just basically Meghan. There's nothing really scathing or monumentally abhorrent in the interview that's going to go to air, that's going to necessarily raise eyebrows across the pond, so to speak. But, you know, that's not Ellen's style. Meghan's just basically sharing tales of her life as a struggling actress before Suits came along and detailing her life with Harry before they officially actually started life in private, including a wild night out at a post-apocalyptic Halloween party that played out before they officially declared themselves to be a couple. And we've got a little bit of audio from that exchange with Ellen DeGeneres.
He came to see me in Toronto, and our friends and his cousin Eugenie, and now her husband Jack, they came as well, and the four of us snuck out in Halloween costumes to just have one fun night on the town before it was out in the world that we were a couple.
Oh, a fun night out on the town. That sounds great with Meghan and Harry.
Yeah, I know. What a hair-raising revelation that is, spending a night out on the town with the person that you're going to spend the rest of your life with and their relatives. Just absolute bombshell, isn't it?
Oh.
But for anybody who might be wondering how they celebrated Halloween this year, it was a much tamer affair. The kids dressed up, Archie dressed up as a dinosaur, and Lilibet apparently dressed up as one of the characters from Bambi. But just like the rest of us, it all lasted about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I wonder who in the family was Godzilla. To wrap up this morning, Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane, what's next for Britney Spears?
Well, speaking of Oprah, it looks like she's very much going to sit down with Oprah, just like Meghan Markle did. We don't have official confirmation as to whether that's going to happen or not yet, but I think you can take it to the bank, PT. And in the interim, since that news broke at the weekend that she's free from that conservatorship, she just seems to basically be enjoying being free and doing the things that we often take for granted pretty much. And I've said on radio this week that she could easily, very, very easily land some big money endorsement deals or TV gigs if she likes to go down that particular track or chooses to pursue them. But look, given she said on Wednesday that she wants to be seen as an advocate for other people in the same situation and not a victim, maybe public speaking or some sort of humanitarian work, we'll wait and see. But look, for the first time in almost 14 years, Brittany can actually decide what she wants to do with her life.
And that'll be nice for her. I'm sure she's got plenty of things on her bucket list. Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane, always great to catch up with you, and we'll do so again next Friday.
Off to the disco. Thanks, PC.